Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Muslim related from the root of Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah accept his deeds, that the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank, once said, O Allah, I ask you to grant me guidance, righteousness, chastity, and richness. Guidance he means to stay steadfast on the path of Islam and to increase the acts of guidance. Righteousness is to fulfill the obligations and refrain from all the prohibitions. Chastity means to be distant and uninterested in committing obscenities and sin, and being chaste is to refrain from asking people for things. As for the richness mentioned in this hadith, it refers to feeling content within oneself. If a person is poor in material wealth and his heart feels content as if that person is rich, this person would be in a better state than if he was rich in material wealth but his heart felt poor. This is so because the hearts of most of the people who have monetary wealth suffer from excessive worries about their riches. One such person may say, what if someone sends to me an unjust person to con me out of my money, or other such concerns that? However, the one whose self feels rich in the heart, his heart is settled and at peace from that kind of thinking. He would think about the matters of his piety and obedience to improve them and will increase in goodness and benevolence. If the poor people know how much the self of the rich people suffers, they would praise Allah for their situation. A man asked Sufyan al-Thawri to advise him. Sufyan replied, work for this life enough to facilitate for the limited. A man asked Sufyan al-Thawri to advise him. Sufyan replied, work for this life enough to facilitate for the limited number of years you have left in it, and work for the hereafter to facilitate for a life of eternity. Therefore, it is not of the qualities of the righteous people to sit and not work. Rather, it is known of them to have work to suffice themselves and their families. Al-Junayd, the Imam of Sufis, used to have a little workshop. Al-Rawas used to sell sheep's heads. Furthermore, Uthman ibn Affan and other great companions were tradesmen. The honorable prophets were all once shepherds. Moses, peace be upon him, worked for 10 years as a shepherd, for Shu'aib as a dowry for his daughter. There is wisdom behind the prophets being shepherds. It helps them to tolerate the burden of people's affairs. Being a shepherd involves hardships and requires patience, and it disciplines oneself to handle hardship. For example, one may see the sheep going in different directions, and then he would need to exert great effort to gather them. So there is wisdom why Allah willed for each prophet to be a shepherd for a period of time. Prophet Isa, Jesus, was once a shepherd, and Prophet Sulaiman, who was given a great dominion, was also once a shepherd in his youth. All prophets were once shepherds without exemption, and they are indeed the best human example and highest in rank. This also serves as evidence that most prophets were poor, and that the ones who became wealthy had become so after being poor for a period of time. Our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, worked in trading. Prophet Dawood was a blacksmith. Prophet Zakaria was a carpenter and Prophet Idris was a tailor. The prophets are the elite ones amongst mankind and the best of all humans. These are the qualities of the prophets and the righteous people, and these are their practices and lifestyle. It has been said, the practices of the masters are the masters of all practices. Therefore, the callers for the religion of Allah should follow the path of our masters in this matter. They should not be a social burden, begging people on doorsteps. Rather, they should work to suffice themselves and to be content with little. A small amount with self-satisfaction is better than a large amount with discontent of the self. The rest of one's time should be spent in teaching the religion to the people, so one can prepare in this short perishing life what benefits him in the long everlasting life of the hereafter. We ask Allah to forgive us and have mercy upon us. Ameen. And Allah knows best.